Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You know, it is Monday morning. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you're here with us this morning, and another beautiful start to the day out there. Hopefully we avoid some of that rain from over the weekend. I think there are a few spots to the south that might get a little rain this morning. I was down south yesterday, Kim St. Ange. Did you know that?
No. What were you doing?
I had an opportunity. We did last week. We did the interview with the lady who was doing the veterans event, Cigars Guns, down at Asymmetric Solutions. And I got to go down there yesterday.
Oh, that's nice.
And I took my son, and we had a fantastic time shooting. They let us take part in the competition. Most of these guys were very good shooters. They're obviously military vets. Mm-hmm. Some of them are still active duty. Needless to say, we didn't win anything, but we had a great time.
Good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, it's in Farmington, so it was hour and 25-minute drive almost to get down there. But we had a good time. And knowing that I was going to be there most of the day, and the Billy Joel Sting concert got rescheduled to Sunday night, Carl Middleman and I were not able to go. Were we, Carl?
Nope. I was at the final night of LaRusso's Cucina. It was fantastic. His son flew in from Taiwan, where he's serving in our military.
Wow.
And wow. It was bittersweet.
I'm sure it was an emotional night.
Mm-hmm.
Were they packed?
They were.
Yeah. Yeah. But Carl got a seat. You noticed that, right?
Don't you know who I am? I'm Carl Middleman.
Exactly.
No. Because my iPhone 3 has been playing jazz in their dining room for the last year, and I had to go back and get it.
Really?
Yes, because once our friend Sam passed away, Sam, our former engineer,
right,
was their like engineering tech guru.
I did not know that.
And when he passed away, I fell into that role, and they had a problem with their Muzak, and I'm like, here, just use this as a stopgap. And the stopgap lasted until the night they closed.
So your old phone never rang or anything during that period of time?
No,
it just played music?
Because I don't have a 3. No one has an iPhone working 3.
I would like
anymore.
To see what an iPhone 3 even looks like at this point.
It's really tiny.
What, remember the iPod Shuffle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, I think about all the days where it is funny when we talk about like distracted driving, and that obviously is a problem. I'm not going to pretend it's not.
The click wheel.
But it's funny where, you know, you would have your CD case and you'd have, you know, all 15 CDs shoved in there, and you're trying to shuffle through your CDs and change them out while you're driving. And it's like, yeah, well, it's people were distracted back then. It's just a different type of distraction. Now people are texting or, my gosh, trying to stream themselves on Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat.
I can honestly say I haven't thought about I'm thinking about the cassette box deck that I had, where they were all stacked in there, and you had to try to get it out and figure out. And back then you couldn't just hit a button and get to the song you wanted. You had to fast forward. That's old school.
Can you imagine, thinking back to like a VCR? Can you imagine if we had to take the time to rewind video. People would lose their collective minds because we're so used to just
charged.
We're so used to just having the convenience of clicking on whatever we want and boom, it's exactly where we left it.
Well, I'm reading lots of great reviews about the concert last night. Maybe we'll hear from some folks this morning who
It was a sold out concert, and last night I heard it was 75% full.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because so many people
couldn't do it on the following night. They probably could have pulled it off on Friday if they'd wanted to.
I thought that they were going to play if as long as there wasn't lightning. Was there lightning?
Well, I think
they killed it at noon.
I think they say that if there's not an option to easily reschedule, and apparently they had the weekend free and Sunday night was an option.
And then that also means that Evolution, half of the people, some people might have been trying to go to both shows and they had to choose.
Right, right.
It went on though.
It's good.
I heard that was good, too.
Yeah, they had great weather Saturday. All right, we got lots going on for you this morning. We're going to try to get you a live update a little later this hour on what's going on down in Asheville, North Carolina, sort of my former stomping grounds. I worked in the Greenville-Asheville market and Greenville-Spartanburg-Asheville, and that place is destroyed this morning. People can't get in or out. There's no electricity. And apparently they're all complaining about the FEMA response. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is on a beach somewhere and Kamala Harris is campaigning. And you've got an American city that is basically cut off from the outside. And I'm hoping to get a live report from Fox. He's got a bunch of people stationed down there covering this. So we're hoping to get you a live report on that coming up a little later in the show. So stay tuned for that. We'll let you know if we can get that done. We've got Kim on a Whim coming up. We're going to get to Hans a little bit later from Heritage and maybe talk a little bit about the what he's expecting in this vice presidential debate. And also the problem we discovered Friday with all of these criminal illegals that they caught at the border and knew they were illegal, knew they were criminal, and they let them go anyway. And now we face a crime problem all across America as a result of that. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way. She was born that way.
Yeah, Trump knows how to get to the headlines over the weekend. He's basically saying if you support these policies, there must be something wrong with you.
Khomeini's just lost about $2,000 worth of money because they said if Vance gets out of the vehicle that he's in, which is right here, then they will call the police.
You know, occasionally you have a chance to avoid bad publicity. They didn't think about that yesterday in Pennsylvania. J.D. Vance shows up and they refused at a restaurant. They refused to let him in the door, even though they tried to apologize for it later.
Now, I'm not saying she's crazy. I'm saying your party, your policies are bat crazy.
Where have we heard that phrase before, Carl? Maybe it was Al Gore who said that to me one time. I just can't remember. Go ahead.
Biden should dissolve the Supreme Court.
Dissolve the Supreme Court?
I'm the president. I'm the king now, like you said, and go home.
Good to see you're centrist.
Fran Lebowitz. Wasn't that the last name of the girl who died tragically in Animal House? Lebowitz, wasn't it?
I'm
trying to remember.
I don't remember.
When Otter went to pick her up and she wasn't there. Fran Lebowitz, I know the name. I'm not familiar
with
anything
New York
she's ever written.
Writer.
But she goes on Bill Maher this weekend, and I would assume it was tongue-in-cheek, suggested that Joe Biden fire the Supreme Court.
I would hope it was tongue-in-cheek.
I don't know. It's really hard to tell with these crazy lefties. She called the Supreme Court illegitimate, said she doesn't understand how the three real justices on there can even stand to go to work with Justice Kavanaugh and Thomas every day. How can they even stand to be in the same room with these people who are not serious people? So this is the lunatic left in America, just so you understand. This woman, and I know she thought she was trying to be funny here, but just listen here to Fran Lebowitz.
Can you imagine having to go to work every day, Alito? You have to go to work with Alito, with Kavanaugh, you know. I mean, it must be horrible. So what Biden should do, not that you asked, but when they passed that law, the Supreme Court passed that ruling, you know, where they said, you're not the president, you're the king, which is what that ruling is. You can do whatever you want. You can never be, you know, held responsible. I thought, you know, Biden's still the president. No one seems to notice, but Biden should dissolve the Supreme Court.
Dissolve the Supreme Court? Yeah.
I'm the president. I'm the king now, like you said, and go home.
Okay. Good to see you're centrist.
So would she still feel the same way if it weren't set up the way that it is, where Trump was able to appoint conservative justices? You know what I mean?
The people on the left are insane. I lost another friend on Facebook, a former acquaintance of my previous profession here in town, who keeps posting, reposting fake stuff on Facebook, and I call him out for it, and he doesn't like that. He doesn't like to be called out for it. This was one where he wrote something about how Project 2025 on page 735 would ban Social Security. I mean, some crazy nonsense that they continue to post, and he reposted it, and I challenged him on it. I'm like, you're unburdened by the truth. What the hell's wrong with you here? And he. I hate you. I hate that I ever knew you.
Really?
I can't believe you're on my Facebook page. Blah, 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 blah.
He used that language?
Yes.
I hate you. I hate that I ever knew you.
I hate that I ever... Yeah, this is the crazy left in this country.
But it's just
this
so
is
sad
who they are.
That it's escalated to that point where you feel... I mean, that's a very, very strong word use.
Yeah, it's pathetic. But if you speak out, they will lash out at you and unfriend you, and that's just kind of how that works. It's crazy.
Yeah, I bet you a lot of us, myself included, have lost friends over our views.
Well, I don't need to deal with anybody like that. If you're that stupid that you can't go fact check something before you repost a meme that is factually untrue, I don't need to deal with you. But I am going to call you out on it if I see it, and if you don't like it, sayonara. We'll see you later. That's all there is to it. All right. Plenty to get to coming up. We're hopefully going to check in on what's going on in Asheville. We'll find out about that soon. We will get to Kim on a Whim at the bottom of the hour. But first, Carl, who's bringing us the national anthem?
Because Rich LaRusso's son came in from Taiwan serving our U.S. Army. Here is the U.S. Army field.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Band.
So, I don't know, Carl, have you heard any rumors? I understand the Cardinals are holding a news conference this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
There are some weird tweets going on. I'm sorry, posts on X.
So, here's what the... Post-Dispatch is reporting this morning that John Mozeliak and Ali Marmol will remain in their roles even though changes are coming to the Cardinals. Can those three things exist at the same time?
Tom Ackerman will be with us at
I was just gonna point that out, that Tom Ackerman will be in here this morning at about 8:35, and hopefully he can tell us what he I'm sure he had one of these guys on his show yesterday, probably, but hopefully he can tell us what he thinks that means.
Well, he believes that Mo has 1 foot out the door because he has 1 year left on his contract, and that will not be renewed.
Something's got to happen over there. So I don't know. We'll find out this afternoon at 2:00. Maybe get some insight from Tom Ackerman at 8:35. I think things still stay the same if those two roles are the same next year. But we'll see. They're going to invest in player development. Apparently, it seems like we've heard that before. I could be wrong.
I feel like they just did that and it didn't really pan out the way it should have. So I feel like something beyond that needs to be done.
How did the Blues do?
They won in overtime. They won their first preseason game.
That's awesome. See, they're starting on a good footing here. They're starting a good trend, don't you think?
Yes, they have a game tomorrow night and Thursday night.
Good, good. All right, so we'll get to a quick break here. We're going to get to Kim on a whim when we come back. What are we whimming about this morning, Kim?
Well, of course, the question is, what is a man, right? We had that movie, What is a Woman? Now the left's all talking about masculinity. What is masculinity? We're going to discuss that. So think about what you think that actually means.
Toxic masculinity. That's the word they phrased a few years ago. It's toxic. Because you have to tear something down if you want to rebuild it in the image that you want it to be.
That's what they say.
They're challenged by toxic masculinity. They're challenged by masculinity they think is toxic. We'll talk about all that and more when we come back in a minute.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Okay, what is a man? What is a woman? These are questions in 2024 that I guess we have to ask. I never thought I'd have to define that, but apparently we do, because a lot of people don't even know what that is. And now,
who are these people? Who are you?
Yeah,
I got an idea for you. Go to a farm and try to milk a bull, and then tell me the difference between a man and a woman.
They'd come up with some sort of a justification. Well, have you asked these animals if they'd like gender-affirming care, Mark?
Yeah,
maybe that's next. Well, Jen Psaki sat down and did an interview with Doug Emhoff, who is, of course, Kamala Harris's husband. And she had some interesting comments about him and masculinity. Listen to this.
Important part, or an interesting part of how people have talked about your role here, is how your role has reshaped the perception of masculinity. And I'm not sure you planned on that, but you are a incredibly supportive spouse. Has that been an evolution for you? And do you think that's part of the role you might play as first gentleman?
It's funny. I've started to think a lot about this. I've always been like this. My dad was like this. And
do you think when Jen Psaki's talking about redefining masculinity as it relates to Doug Emhoff, that she's talking about the fact that he supposedly was married before and cheated on his wife with the nanny and supposedly impregnated her and then she got an abortion? Do you think that's the masculinity that she's talking about?
For some reason, I think that might be considered toxic.
Oh, but see, if you're a man, you're toxic, right? Bring down the patriarch. That's what they say. You really have to ask yourself, what is masculinity? Because if I asked you right now, take out a pen and pencil and draw what masculinity looks like to you, I have a feeling a lot of people would draw some like Hercules-like figure, right? Like, I think that's the physical image that we think of. But I know plenty of guys who might look like that on the outside. That's their physical appearance, and I would not call them masculine. To me, yeah, maybe that's a component of masculinity, but I think your character is truly what, to me, is masculine, because it's courage, it's strength, but I don't just mean physical strength. I mean your willingness to stand up. I mean your willingness to protect and serve. That, to me, is what is masculine.
Yes.
So protecting your family, supporting your family, that's masculinity to me. That is what I believe a lot of women are looking for in a man and what they find attractive. Now, some women are just going after the physical parts, but you know what? Those might fade. I think it's interesting with this feminist movement that's kind of reignited maybe in the last couple of years. It's funny how they're all about bring down the patriarch and women empowerment and all of these things. But I feel like a lot of those women still want a quote unquote masculine man, but they don't even know how to define that.
What do you think? I honestly want your opinion on this. What do you think it is they fear about a strong male role model or presence in their life? What do you think that is?
I think that women have been raised, and I'm in my mid-30s, and I think that probably my generation, and especially anyone younger, has been raised to feel like we need to be these strong, independent women, and if anybody, men in particular, challenges that or tries to steamroll over that, then that's a problem. So I think that's why you see more women who are career focused, who are climbing the corporate ladder, who are not getting married or getting married later or choosing not to have kids specifically because it's affecting their career. There are plenty of other reasons why you cannot have children. I'm not suggesting that's the only reason why. I personally know that that's the case for a number of people, and I think it's a lot of pressure
and intentional
pressure, right? And now you see, in fact, this morning when I was driving into work, I heard an interview on the Gordon Deal show, and they were talking about how Kamala, you know, has the support primarily of women, and Trump has the support from men. And they're both trying, you know, you've got white dudes for Harris that they're trying to garner more support from the men to go to Harris and Walls. But that's what's funny to me. You want to target the men, but you can't even define what a man is. So how do you know how to target them?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, isn't this what Harris and Butker got in trouble for?
Yes. Traditional roles.
For challenging and saying there's nothing wrong with these traditional roles, and don't allow yourself to become brainwashed or victimized by these people who don't have anything to do with your life but want to tell you how to run your life. Don't be surprised if, despite your success today and the fact that you're graduating with a degree and looking forward to your career, you have this inner desire to have children. And once you have those children, you'd very much like to be a stay-at-home mother to those children. There shouldn't be guilt associated with that.
Right.
If you don't have that feeling, don't do that. But if you do have that feeling, you shouldn't be guilted about that by these feminazis, to quote Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
He called them feminazis, and that's what they are. You will abide by my rules, or you won't exist as a woman. That's who they were.
Yep.
It's a shame.
You know, so I was just telling you during the commercial break, Mark, that yesterday at church, we had Delano Squires. He came and spoke with us, and he's spoken to us before, and he's fantastic. He's with the Heritage Foundation. He writes articles for The Blaze. Anyway, he was talking about how it's so interesting where you have, like I mentioned, that kind of feminist movement that's reignited. And then all of a sudden now you have these trans women, right, who are men who think they're women and they wear the dresses and they paint their nails and they want you to say she, her, whatever their pronouns are. And it's interesting how all of a sudden these feminists who are so against men, you know, and they want to be the ones who are powerful and I'm not going to submit. And all of a sudden you have these quote unquote trans women come along and the feminists are like bowing down to them, like whatever you say, I'll shut up. I'll be quiet. I have to respect you because you're marginalized and all of these things.
It's a game.
It is and you know what? The left is winning at it in a lot of ways because they're scaring people into calling them by their pronouns or whatever, because then they label you as a bigot or transphobe. And a lot of people, even conservatives, are too scared to stand up to that.
Trying to criminalize it in many
cases.
And
also that.
They would love to be the word police on you. Get you fired if you call somebody the wrong pronoun. I mean, it's like a make-believe world. They've made it up, and they're now trying to impose it on your life. You have a right to believe that you're a German Shepherd, but I don't have to believe it.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So I told you what I think masculinity is, right? What would you say masculinity is?
Being true to yourself. I don't know. Being a proud male who doesn't make excuses for being a leader, but not necessarily expecting your wife to submit to you, but having an equal partnership. I'm not threatened by that at all. I don't know men who are threatened by that. Why would you be threatened by that? Why does it? I mean, you're not talking about a 1950s scenario where you come home from work and you put your feet up and your wife brings you a cocktail and asks, "How's your day, dear?" That's not
what Michelle does for you every day.
Well, I didn't want to get into our personal life, but you know, she may take a lot of grief for that, but no, it's not. And I think that maybe the generation before mine still had some expectations of that. I don't believe most of the people in my generation did. So they still want to play on those old stereotypes and act like you're negative if you have those normal masculine traits of being a protector and wanting to provide
for your family,
and lead.
Right.
And
that's what masculinity is.
Thank you.
Yes. See, I've said this before, but as a Christian, I don't see a problem with, I believe that is how God intended it, was for women to submit. But that word has been twisted and it has a negative connotation for a lot of people now. And that is not the way God intended it to be. They intentionally did that. But I do believe that is how it is supposed to be anyway, we don't have to get all into this, but I'm just saying, like, it's just hard because the left is so good at taking something that is designed to be good and they find a way to just try to ruin it for a lot of people, and then it causes division, and that's exactly what they want.
Yep, I would agree.
So
should we listen to Harrison Butker one more time?
Please.
Yeah, please. Let's listen for just a moment.
I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. As men, we set the tone of the culture. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy.
Thank you. There's a little message for Doug Emhoff this morning, don't you think?
I think that defines masculinity.
The second gentleman?
He redefined it, Mark.
Yes, he did. And not by cheating on his wife. His first wife. I'm sorry. All right. That's good. That's a good conversation, Kim. Thank you. All right. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on down in North Carolina this morning. It is a complete disaster. Next hour, we got Hans von Spakovsky coming up, a senior legal fellow from Heritage, and we'll also get you an update on business with Nicole Murray. Stay tuned.
Devastation caused by Hurricane Helene. It's a disaster across the southeast for tens of millions. Tonight, this dam straining under floodwaters in North Carolina. The monster storm is now being blamed for at least 57 deaths across five states. We have
Wow, what a mess they've got going on up in the Carolinas right now. And the path of that thing crossed just on the corner of South Carolina, Northern Georgia, and North Carolina, right there where those three sort of come together. I used to work in that area. Very mountainous, very hilly up in Asheville. If you've ever been up there to the Biltmore House, you'll know what I'm talking about. That town is basically cut off right now. I-40 goes from, if you're trying to get up into Tennessee, you have to take 40 out of Asheville to get north. The northbound lanes closed because of landslides, rock slides, shut down the interstate on one side. On the southbound lanes, water completely washed out two of the lanes of the highway. Like, it just stopped right there. You can see the couple of tractor trailers were the last two they're able to slam their brakes on before the road gave way. And it's been closed for days now, like 4 days.
I mean, watching some of these videos over the weekend that have come out from some of the devastation from Helene has been, I mean, just unreal. Watching these rescues gosh, people, I mean, water so high and these people trapped in their homes and in their cars. As far as the death toll, some websites are like, for example, CBS is saying the death toll tops 100. Then you have NBC reporting at least 88 dead.
Yeah. Here's the thing, folks. And I've talked about this on the show before, and it's not about being a prepper. But there's talk of looting going on. The grocery stores are out of food because they I don't know if you know this or not, but the trucks show up at your grocery store just about every day or every other day to replenish the supplies. When they're gone, if no more trucks can come in, you're SOL. And I've talked about this before. You don't have to believe in some doomsday scenario to have your family somewhat prepared for a situation like that. They're talking about people running out of food, running out of fresh water, running out of, you know, they don't have electricity. They don't have any of these things. Think about what you would do if you were in that scenario and just try to prepare for it. Get some food in that you can boil over a fire and get something you can get calories out of. Keep some fresh water on hand. Have a generator just in case you ever need one in a situation like that. Nobody saw this coming. It wasn't from a riot. It wasn't from a, you know, an EMP. It was just a storm. So everybody should take this as a lesson learned, and hopefully these people get some relief here shortly. Coming up, we'll get to our friend Hans von Spakovsky from Heritage. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.